In my research of my family history, I've loved going back and looking through my own genealogy and finding that, really, on both sides of my family, we've been Catholic a long time. I traced my dad's side back to the late 1500s in the middle of Dutch Reform Holland, where it couldn't have been easy to stay Catholic. And I look at my mom's side, where they came from Ireland and Germany, and, well, they were all Catholic. And I thought, you know, over all those generations, how easy it would have been if just one of those people had lost the faith, had said, you know, I've had it, this Catholic Church, I can't take it, I'm leaving. Or just became lukewarm and kind of fell away. We see so many ways that people leave, and yet my family passed on the faith. And I'm grateful for that. On the feast of Saints Timothy and Titus that we celebrate today, our first reading at Mass is from the letter of Timothy, where Paul reminds Timothy that he knows his grandmother and his mother. He says, Timothy, your grandmother, Lois, wasn't a faithful, devout Christian. I know your mother, Eunice. She too is a great and faithful Christian, and so are you. Aren't families great? This is the way we get the faith passed down. Families are great. Except when they're not. Because, well, sometimes our families aren't so perfect. In fact, most families are really not so perfect at all. You know, we have sometimes the confusion that we know that our God is multiple, Trinity, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. St. John Paul II has reminded us that really we have a God who is himself a family. He's not an isolated person, but he's a unity of three, a family. Well, it's not so much that our God is like a family, it's that our earthly families are like God, except when they're not, because we're human and we don't do it very well and our families fall apart. One of the saddest things as a priest is to be celebrating a funeral mass for someone who was a wonderful grandparent who had, you know, eight great Catholic kids, and now at the funeral, none of them are Catholic. Nobody at the church even knows to make the responses. Nobody goes to communion because, well, grandma was the last faithful Catholic, and now it's gone. It's so easy to lose the faith. So what about family then? God created it. Isn't it supposed to be good? And yet our family causes us so much pain and suffering when there's isolation and division and fighting, and no one can hurt us as much as our family can. The closer you get, the more you're vulnerable you are and the more you can get hurt. Well, Jesus and the gospel today gives us a teaching that can sound on the surface a little hard. He's talking to his disciples and they notice that Jesus' mother and some of his called brothers and sisters, they're his male and female relatives, not children of Mary, they're outside. And they're like, oh, well, they're his family. They've got special access to Jesus, right? Well, Jesus says, who are my mother and brothers and sisters? And he looks around at everyone who's there and says, please, you do the will of God. You're my mother and my sister and my brothers. You're my family. Well, it sounds like Jesus is kind of dismissing his family. Really what he's doing, as Jesus often does, is he calls us not to dismiss the earthly, but to raise it to a higher plane. Yes, our biological family is important. We love them. Maybe it's extra special because we don't choose them. God chose our family for us. And yet, as good or as bad as our earthly families might be, they're really just a foreshadowing, a sign of the unity that we're all meant to have with God in heaven in his great family. You know, sometimes we just kind of throw out rather flippantly that, you're my brother and sister in Christ, brothers and sisters. You know, that's only true of the baptized. Sometimes we refer to like, oh, we're all brothers and sisters in this world. No, we're not. You're only brothers and sisters if you have the same parents. And the way you become grafted into the family of God is through baptism. Now, we tend to think, oh, that's no big deal. No, that's the real family. Our biological family isn't anything close to the reality of the spiritual family we have through baptism into the family of God. That's how come Jesus can say, yeah, you think my biological family has special access? No, no, that's nothing compared to the special access that you get to the Father through baptism into his family. So today, if your family isn't quite perfect, if it's not what you want it to be, okay, well, look forward and participate right now in the family of God. Some of my best friends refer to me as part of their family, And that's really true. And it will be even more true in heaven. So start living today like you are the member of a perfect family. That perfect family is ultimately in heaven, and we can live it a little bit in this earth, and our families on earth are meant to point to that. Sometimes they do it somewhat okay, sometimes not so okay. But let's give thanks today that we're all headed towards that beautiful day when we will experience what family is really supposed to be about, the perfect union with God in heaven. And let's pray that our families on earth can help us get there, and that we all get there. And God bless you.